I mean, I guess
a lot of the young boys that my age and all that put all in there. And,
yeah, I guess I'll start off with asking you about, like, how old were you in 1929?
1929?
Yeah, that's when
10 years old.
10 years old? That was when the stock market crashed.
Yeah.
What was it like?
Well, it was rough. Banks closed and people lost their money to have in there. And just horrible.
But I was kind of wondering, like, when it crashed, how were the people reacting, you know, right off the bat? Did it seem like it was a bad thing? Or were y'all didn't know?
Well, yes, it was bad. I mean, then people lost, a lot of them lost, farmers lost their farms. And it was just terrible. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, let's see. I'm sorry, where were you born?
Where?
You were born in Harrisville?
No. Yes, I was born in the old Harrisville courthouse. And it was Petersburg, yeah. I was born in the log courthouse, 5 miles below Harrisville.
So. Oh, okay, so you were right there by Harrisville.
Yeah, and they finally moved the papers from there to Harrisville. They built that courthouse in where Harrisville is now, that courthouse.
Okay, I was wondering what it was like in the community. Were you actually in a town, or lived out on the farm?
We lived on the farm.
Did you have like a little community? Like, say, would you go to church?
Oh yeah, we went to church every Sunday.
Went to church every Sunday.
If the road wasn't too bad.
Oh yeah.
Had all dirt roads. Most of the people back then traveled by a horse and buggy. Yeah, them didn't have cars.
Let's see. I was just wondering about the church, because I was thinking that, I mean, I was thinking everybody, just about everybody went to church, right?
Oh yeah, everybody.
Everybody went to church. Was it?
Yeah.
And that kind of, like the meeting place for everybody in the area?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of where you got everything done and talked to everybody?
Yeah. Discuss their problems and the good things, if there was some.
There was some. Yeah. So, when I asked this, I was kind of wondering how the community, what was it like? You got, you know, and then you got the higher uppers and the lower people. What was it like?
Well, there wasn't too many higher uppers. Just so you lived in town, so you had the, you know, the newspaper or the grocery store. They were, but there wasn't really weren't too many high up as Mark, not in Hallisville those days.
Y'all were kind of where were y'all sitting?
You were.
Let's see. I was wondering about the. I was gonna ask next about the black people, blacks and Hispanics. Do I have, were there any, you know, little community, or were there a couple?
Well, there was settlement community of black people. We had a black family live with us on the farm when we lived below Harrisville. In 1924, we moved, my dad bought a place above Harrisville, about a mile and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Depression hit, like I told you, we sold that 141 acres for $2,800 to keep from losing both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty rough.
How were the blacks and the Mexicans? How were they treated?
Treated?
Yeah.
Well, we treated all real good. I mean, all of them. Well, everybody treated their blacks and Spanish and Mexicans real good.
Everybody treated them like the same.
Yeah. I mean, they all work together. Mm-hmm.
All work together. Let's see, this is going to be a big question. What were some of your responsibilities when you were growing up? You know, how much did you have to do to help support the family?
Oh, I have to get up early in the morning, go milk about six cows, and had pigs and hogs, and raised our own bacon, and lard, they call that. But, mm-hmm. And had about eight team, you know, horses, mules of the farm, well, had to feed them. And in the morning and in the evening, at noon, we'd give them a little lunch, and we eat a little lunch, and then I had to feed them at night again and eat them. I never run out of work.
Always something to do.
Yeah.
Like, what did y'all grow?
Cotton and corn. That's the main thing. And we're raised on cane, made our molasses. Mm-hmm. Raise that, and
then,
yeah. And a garden, big garden, had a big garden.
Vegetables.
Yeah, vegetables. As I told you about, but my mother had to get we had to get them turnips and wash them and bunch them, and she'd take them down to the grocery store and trade them for food, mm-hmm. Like flour and coffee, whatever they needed.
So, I'm going to ask, the main way to get money was it through the growing cotton?
Yes, that was the cash crop.
Cotton was a cash crop?
Mm-hmm. Then, a little later on, they raised tomatoes for shipment, shipped tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
Packed them in. Put them in boxcars and ship them east.
Tomatoes.
To buy less.
I didn't know that. Let's see.
Well, you had to have the right kind of soil to raise the tomatoes for production. I mean, you had to have sandy soil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I keep going back to cotton just because I know that was kind of important.
Yeah.
It was, it grows pretty well up there, so I don't have a clue.
Did what?
It grows pretty well.
Oh, yeah, we made good cotton crop. The weather was just all right. Yeah. And Irish potatoes, that was our main food, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you. You gotta remember this. You're a little older. I was gonna ask about the. I was wondering about, you know, the 1932. You know, you got the depression going on, and then you got the presidential election. You know, you remember what that was like?
Well, I don't remember too much about the elections. I mean, I was talking about politicians.
Yeah, they really didn't. So where you were from, they really didn't take notice of the politics in the Depression. You know, we are more concerned with just taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, that's what we're mostly worried about.
How much did you listen to the radio back then?
No, we had a little battery radio. We didn't have no electricity. Nothing. We all had a little battery radio.
Hmm.
Our place, where I was raised up at, we didn't get any electricity till we were in the quarter sometime. When I was in the service then, in the quarter. So, I mean, 3 or 4 or something, 94, somewhere in there, so we ever got electricity.
Hmm. You listen to it like at nighttime?
I mean, tell you. We had to study our lesson by a kerosene lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in the summertime you had the windows open, and then the puff of wind come and blow the lamp out, and then you had to find some matches and relight it. That was the good old days, they call it.
Good old days.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Tell me about your father. Did he didn't take an interest in politics either?
No. And the locals did. The locals did. The sheriff and the tax assessor and the collector, they did more than, you know, the government politics.
Did your daddy have to pay a lot of taxes?
Well, I don't remember. They pay taxes, but I don't remember. They weren't too bad in them days. I mean, no one managed to pay out taxes.
Let's see. Were there, during the Depression, were there a lot of people in your town, in your town unemployed?
Well, I guess there were a few blacks didn't have a steady job. I mean, there were a lot of people. It really wasn't any employment hardly.
They're mostly farmers, right?
Yeah, just farmers. Until the government started a project, WPA, people went to work on the building road, helped me, you know, haul sand rock, and, you know, kind of build, fill every mud hole in. And that paid the people that got on, but they got 2 bits an hour. That was a big pay those days. See, my first job I had when I was a boy was 10 cents an hour.
What were you doing?
Well, I worked at it with that tomato shed where we was packing tomatoes, you know, and stuff. After school and then on Saturdays. We didn't have, there wasn't no job to get.
But like you said, it was mostly farming, so. As long as you had a farm, you got a job.
Yeah. All year round.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was looking for. Let me see what else. I'm trying to think. I'm already running out of questions.
Yeah.
Trying to think of some new ones.
Oh, you're going to get some new ones?
Yeah. People have like a lot of, you know, I know the depression is going on and it's getting real hard. The people have faith, you know, in the government, you know, to kind of help out, help them out of the depression.
There's been no government support, yeah. The government didn't hardly have any money either.
Like, but no, what I was asking was, the people, you know, like, so do they have faith, or is it more of a,
have what?
You know, like, you know, do they have any hope or faith in the government?
Well, yeah, all things going to get better. They gradually did. I mean, they just worked. They had to.
Mm-hmm.
They had to keep faith.
Had to keep going.
Yeah.
Let me see. I wish I thought of some questions. I didn't think up enough.
Yeah, but
I was thinking of some. I can't think of
any. How many more do you need?
I'm trying to think how long you've been here. About 20 minutes?
I don't know. I didn't look at my watch when it was fast.
Neither. Let's see. Probably about 20 minutes. Let me go on a little further in time. When did you get in the? I know you went into the war. When did that happen? When did you?
When I get
in the service.
Yeah, I went in service March 5th, 1942.
Okay.
I was in the Air Force, and I got out December 13th, 1945.
Oh, you've been there for a while.
Mm-hmm. But I never did go overseas. I was in the Air Force. I was in training command.
So you, but you were drafted, right?
Yeah.
You drafted right after?
I was waiting until I was drafted. I was, I was working in Northfield, working on drilling rigs.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I could have got a deferment, but I, you know, for a while anyway, but I just thought, when they said, come on, so I went.
Yeah. You didn't have a choice. That was real close, right after Pearl Harbor.
Well, yeah, it was 41 December.
What was it like when, you know, Pearl Pearl Harbor got bombed. You heard. Well, what did you think when you heard about it?
It was on Sunday morning, and I was working on the drilling rig then, that's when we heard it. But everybody was, you know, kind of shocked at what happened.
You probably thinking.
Everybody knew what was going to happen. We were going to have to go serve.
Everybody right then, yeah, knew. Yeah. Let me see what else I can ask. Tell me about some of the. You were telling me a little bit last night about you buying cars.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask how much things costed.
That car, that first one.
Cars or inks. Give me an idea how cheap.
Well, when times were good, my dad bought a new 26 year Chevrolet four door for $620, something like that.
That's brand new?
Mm-hmm. That's when we had pretty good times then. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But after that, things got bad, and then my dad went broke in the cattle business, and that's what caused us a lot of hard time. And then the bank closed. That's why we had got in the bind. Cars wasn't very expensive, but them days, $600 was pretty hard to find too. Yeah, to earn it.
What about like clothes? How much would it cost you for a shirt like that?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember. I didn't. My mother bought them. I didn't.
You bought a car, $25.
Yeah, $25.
Used car.
Then and I sold it. I fixed it up the last one. Then I sold it for $40. Then I bought me another one. That Model T pickup maybe wasn't too good. I took a loss on it and got rid of it. And then I bought me a 26 Model Chevrolet.
And then
I had a good one. $25.
And it can run good?
Oh, yeah. And then I parked it and I went to service. I parked it in a garage at home. And, I don't know, about a year later, my mother wrote me a letter and said, if I had a man, he wants to buy your car. I said, he wants to pay $25. I said, I wrote back, I'm selling, but that's what I paid for, $25. Yeah.
So, you get a couple of good years.
Making
service.
Money, wasn't it?
Yeah. You got some good years service out of it?
Oh, yeah.
You broke even.
7 years.
And a couple of years out of it. Not bad. Let's see.